Coming up next, we have Gill Dragon.
Been dreaming just one dream nearly all your life, hoping, scheming just one theme. Will you be a wife? Will you be some he-man's property? Good news, that he-man's me. This equation, girl plus man, doesn't help just you. On occasion, women can have their uses too, mainly to extend the family tree. Pumpkin, extend with me. We'll be raising sons galore, each both 6'4". Each stuffed with every guest on Gene.
I'm not hearing
you'll be keeping house with pride.
That's
oh, so gratified that you are part of this idyllic scene. Picture this: a rustic hunting lodge, my latest kill roasting over the fire, while my little wife massages my feet. While the little ones play on the floor with the dogs, we'll have 6 or 7.
Dogs?
No, Belle. Strapping boys. Like me.
Imagine that.
I can see that we will share all that love implies. We will be a perfect pair, rather like my thighs. You are face to face with destiny. All roads all lead to the best things in life are all's well that ends with me. Escape me, there's no way certain as Dore Belwin you marry. So, Belle, what'll it be? Is it yes or is it oh yes?
I just don't deserve you.
Who does? Me!
But thanks for asking.
That was Gill Dragon with a song that I know well. I know this song well. This is the song that me and Satoto almost won the Cupcake of the Year for Best Duet with. By one
vote. If, so close.
And I gotta say, if I had been greedy and voted for myself, we would have tied. But I voted for the other people who won because I was like, I'm not gonna vote for myself. I'm not gonna be like that person. So, yeah, if I had been selfish and voted for myself, we would have won. So, karma was not with me there. Karma did not reward me for being a nice person. So this year I'm voting for myself in every category I'm nominated in. Because it's like, hey, it didn't work for me not being nice. Maybe I'll just be a bitch this year and do it. But anyway, I digress. Sometimes okay. Karma doesn't pay, kids. Sometimes. Gill Dragon. I thought that vocally this was very good, but I needed more, like, extra cockiness with it, because like Gaston is such an over-the-top character. It kind of goes back to when, and again I'm crossing shows here, the week that you did the perform it, the what was that song that you did, A Man's Gotta Do, from Dr. Horrible, and you were Captain Hammer. How we said that, how me and Dylan both, I was not judging that, but I made notes on it afterwards. If I had been judging it, I would have said this. That was the week that my computer died. But I said that you needed more of like a cockiness and like a bigger kind of stuck-uppiness to really meet the character. Like, the vocals on this were really good. There was not really a note that was out of place. So there was this one section that every guest on G, you said the every kind of weird. Like, you went, I don't know, because it's like, it's like syncopated pacing, and like the every just didn't match the rest of the syncopation in there. But other than that, like, all the notes were fine. I just needed more character with it. And I thought the Susan Egan cuts in were really bizarre. Like, especially the first mm-hmm. couple ones, they sounded like they weren't on the right beat. It sounded like they came in a beat late. The later ones were okay, but the first couple did not sound correct at all. Like, and I could tell, though, that it was Susan Egan. So I don't know if the track came like that or if you, like, took Susan Egan's vocals from the recording and put them in over the track.
From,
I don't know.
From discussion with people, and he asked and stuff, he cut it in himself, I think.
He cut it in
I'm
himself because
sure.
the
I'm pretty sure.
The first couple didn't blend well with the backtrack.
Yeah.
But, like, the last one, like, I Just Don't Deserve You, that one was okay, but the first couple, the Inconceivables, Unbelievables, I'm Not Hearing
yeah.
This, those did not, they were a little off. But vocally good, I just needed more cockiness behind the character. Jeffers?
I have pretty much exactly the same notes as Ambie. I thought you had a great tone for Gaston, and it was vocally very good, but I just needed more dynamics from it. And, like, it felt very linear and note. It was very note nice, I guess, but not performance.
Oh, I like that. Note nice.
Like, I agree. Gaston is just very big and overdramatic, and I didn't really get that from it. Like, he sounded the part, but I didn't get the performance it could have had. But, yeah, it was nice, though.
Yeah, pretty much my three notes are the bell is really awkward, and her volume's, like, really low. It's more the volume and the bouncing. You have this weird echo reverb on the voice, or it sounded weird at one point. And I would have liked more character, more gloatiness, more, I think the word's haughty, hot,
H-A-U. Hoity. Hoity? Is it like hoity-toity? Is that what you're trying to say?
H-A-U-G-H-T-Y. Hot. I thought it was pronounced like haughty or something like that.
I have no idea.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking
That's
about,
That's
where
my
Felina.
ESL classes.
I know the word, but I don't.
Failed.
I know the word, but I don't know how to say it. But yeah, I agree with you.
But yeah, it's like like lumberjack.
Oh, I'm a lumberjack. No, I don't care. Two times that comes up tonight. Wow.
I know.
We're no
oh, dear. Okay, are we all done with Guild Dragon then?
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then, coming up next is going to be Princess Clary.
I put a spell on you, and now you're mine. You can't stop the things I do. I ain't lying. It's been 300 years, right down to the day. Now the witch is back, and there's hell to pay. I put a spell on you, and now you're mine! Hello, Salem! My name is Winifred! What's yours? I put a spell on you, and now
was Princess Clary with I Put a Spell on You from Hocus Pocus.
Yeah.
This is one movie I'm not too familiar with. So
I love this movie.
So Zell,
I live off this movie.
Zell, this is where me going first gets screwed. Yes. I've seen this like once or twice or something. Princess Clary, I thought this was a very, very nice change from your usual style, and it was very refreshing to listen to, and definitely not something I would have expected from you. I really liked your shrill mind in the beginning, and I thought your characterization was nice, and I liked the tone of your voice you had going on for the character of the song. I thought that was good, and vocally this was very nice to listen to, and I didn't write down a lot. Yeah, I liked it. It's Clary, Zell.
Okay, let's see. You had good dynamics and energy in this, that's for sure. This is like real nitpicks. I don't like this karaoke because of the crappy back vocals.
Oh my god, the back vocals sucked so bad.
Yeah. Because I would, and I think to be able to help this, if you added yourself, it would have helped a lot more.
Over that way you could
put
energy. Counteract.
Because they're like, she's vicious. I say, yeah, it's like really... blah 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 blah. For your laugh at the beginning, like at one point it sounded like it was in your throat, like ah, like not scream. I don't know what it was, but it like felt like it was in your throat by the sound of it. And then like at 140, you had the repeatings. I put a spell on you. I'd like you to do a little bit more with those. But other than that, good job, Ambi.
Yeah, Clary, I thought that you were totally channeling Bette Midler, especially in the beginning, like with your whispery part. I was like, she is totally, like, and you were doing a lot of the stuff that, like, Bette Midler did. Like, I love when she did, like, the use, and, like, it started off on the one thing, and then she kind of went up at the very end of the note into, like, that head voice. So it kind of, like, you, like, I don't know.
that part, yeah.
It was like a goat call when I did it. Goats. I have two nitpicks. One that Zell mentioned already, which was the back vocals. I wish that you had joined yourself with them as well. I think that it would have made them sound less arky. And second, I thought that in the spell portion of it, from that last, I put a spell on you right before the say it's and bye. I think you needed to be a little bit more intense there. Kind of like, because, like, this is the part where you're actually, like, you are casting the spell on your listeners. And they are going to dance, yeah. Dance till you die! I love this part in the movie. So I just think it needed to be a little bit more intense there. And I think part of the fault was, of it not being intense, was, again, those back vocals. Because, like, you did it, and then they mirrored you. And then you did it, and they mirrored you, and they were just so lackluster that they kind of dragged you down in that area. And I would have liked a little bit more, like, ooh, intensity going on, evilness. Because then after the spell surge, on the last, like, bye-bye, it picked back up again. It was just that one little section in there I needed a little bit more. But other than that, very good job.
Good job, Clary.
Clary, yeah.
All right. So coming up next is Dizzy.
Dizzy.
Mega Dizzy.
Dizzy. That was horrible.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one. V is a very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love. Is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. The only one I see. see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love. Is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. Love was made for me and you.
Dizzy with Love from The Parent Trap. And apparently it's on both versions, which I didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't know it was in the first version. I knew it was in the second version, but I didn't know it was in the original.
Yeah, because it was like the one at the end. Yeah, that's interesting. First of all, you had a weird, I don't know if the karaoke track came like this or not, but it had like a really weird reverb effect to it. I'm not sure how I liked your vocals on it, because it kind of sounded like it had like a feel to your voice in it. At one point, the music started to get a little louder than you. I loved the little laugh at the end, but you did have the nice jazzy quality to your voice for this song. Ambie?
Yeah, for me, the thing that I really liked about this was, again, that jazz. Like, you and jazz, like, work so well together. I was like, oh my god, and he scats, too. Like, I thought the scat was a really interesting thing to put into it. Because, like, originally, usually that's just like, okay, boring musical interlude. But I thought that, like, the scatting really added a hint of you to the song. However, at the same time, I kind of feel similar to Zoe, where I wasn't sure if I liked you on this vocally as much as I liked your dynamics and, like, the playfulness that you did about it. I don't know if this was a good vocal fit for you. I think it needed to be, like, it had, this is going to, like, I'm going to contradict myself here for a moment, but it was smooth, but it needed to be smoother, I think. Like, it had, like, this, like, smooth feel to it, but the vocals themselves were a bit harsh at times. Does that make sense?
My note was, like, a little croaky sounding.
Yeah.
That's what I was looking for. Croaky.
It kind of sounded like you were, like, vocally, you were a little tired. Like, your vocal cords themselves were a little tired. Like, dynamic-wise, and, again, just, they were really good, but your voice itself just didn't sound the best on this. Jeffers?
Yeah, basically the same notes. I thought your yeah and your laugh at the end was
oh, that was so cute.
Well. Like the chatting.
That was so cute.
So cute. hey. Let's see. I agree with the other two though. It was vocally good, but I'm not sure if I liked your voice, like the singing voice on it. And I think your enunciation could have been a little bit better at times in the lower parts. It got a little like mumbly for me, but I don't know how I feel about this one. I liked it, but I didn't like it at the same time in some parts.
Yeah, it's a love-hate relationship on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Love-hate relationship. Those are never fun.
Nope.
All right. Anybody else have anything to add?
Thank you for doing Parent Trap, even though it's not the song I've been wanting to hear from this movie.
Thank you for giving Zelle a classic.
Do you
want to
hear
time.
Let's Get Together?
Thank you. No, but I really like the pop versions of the song, like the one from the Sherman Brothers Believe CD and the one from On the Record. Those are like really good versions of it.
You just mentioned On the Record.
I mean,
somewhere Melly's ears went.
Oh, that are
all right.
Speaking of Melly,
she happens to be next. Yeah.
Oh,
wow, that was.
I did not see that coming.
That was just ironic. Don't you think?
That was good.
I put a spell on you, and now you're mine. You can't stop the things I do. I ain't lying. It's been 300 years, right down the day. Another witch is back, and there's hell to pay. I put a spell on you. And now you're mine. Hello, Sam. My name's Winifred. What's yours? I put a spell on you. And now you're gone. My whim fell on you. Ask my sister.
She's vicious.
I put a spell on you. A wicked spell. I put a spell on you, sister. I say into pie, alpha maybe up and die.
I'll say into pie, alpha maybe up and die.
Ingama Koriyama.
Ingama Koriyama.
Hey.
I'm gonna make a prediction, you guys, right now. This is kind of like a past prediction, but the people,
yes.
But it's like I'm looking into the future and I'm making this announcement in the past. I'm gonna say that back a couple performances ago in the listen, when Clary started singing this song, Melly was like, "Shit!" That's my prediction. So now everyone's in the listen.
You mean the future?
In the future. So right now, as people are listening to this in the listen, they're all laughing because I'm sure that's probably what happened just a couple of songs ago in the future. Because I made that prediction.
Oh, dear.
I made that prediction in private, I think, in like text, that was what Cookies was going to do when she heard Nani singing the same song as her on the immunity last night. That in the listen, Cookie's going to be like, shit!
Oh,
and then
yeah,
in the listen, she actually was, shit! I was like, and I predicted that. I predicted it again with Kelly. Okay.
Ambie has psychic powers.
Psychic powers over with now. Melly. Okay. I liked how you kind of took this and you did it differently than how the song is originally done. Like, you kind of made it like Melly's version of this song. However, at the same time, while I liked like your different inflections on things and kind of like the different personality you had behind it, I think that you just overall needed more power behind your vocals and more assertiveness, because at times they kind of seemed like you were to me, it kind of seemed like I'm going to play with this, but then how do I describe what is in my head at this moment? It was kind of like you were doing a demo to try something out to see if it worked, and you were playing with it as you were going along, and you decided that it worked, but rather than then go back and do it more solid, you just stuck with the demo version of it. Like, does that make sense?
It wasn't very consistent. It wasn't very consistent in when she was doing the liberties, you mean?
Yeah, like the liberties. Like, I thought that the liberties needed to just be not consistent, just more solid, because they kind of seem like, I'm going to try this, and I'm not sure if it's going to work. But I'm going to try it. And like, there was this one part where like, she went like up into like her head voice where something like, I put a spell on you. And it just didn't sound. It sounded kind of like, I'm going to try this.
So it didn't sound.
Go ahead.
So it didn't sound very planned then?
Yeah, it sounded very spur of the moment to me, the whole thing. And I would have rathered you try something and then like this be like your demo base for it, and then go back and do all the same stuff again with just more focus done on making sure that everything sounded like really just, again,
cohesive
and solid. And yeah, and I don't know what was up with the mic quality, but it seemed like she was like singing from across the room from the microphone at times. Like, it sounded really distant. Like, it wasn't a volume thing, it was like a distance thing, and it kind of sounded a little extra echoey at times to me. But yeah, however,
I had a volume thing actually, though.
Yeah.
So.
However, all that aside, I still liked the personality that you did with this. And I would like to actually hear this again, like in a hit singles, like done exactly like you did, but again, with just more force behind it, more oomph. Yeah. Jeffers?
just touch up on it.
Well, maybe if we have the same finale theme like last season. The redo song. Just kidding. People hated that. let's see. Melly, I agree with Ambi. It was a very nice change and different take on the song, and it's good because not that you knew that you're gonna go after Princess Clary, but it was good keeping things interesting because it, like, especially in the intro, I thought it was like, oh, this is like cuter or and more lighthearted and than the other normal original version. So that was nice. And I don't know about Ambi and her echo, but I just had it was soft at times volume wise. So I'm not sure, something along the lines of that. But overall, I liked it. Just it could have been used, like Ambi said, a little bit more power. And yeah. Zoe?
Okay. Well, I don't know if my first note is the mine at the beginning sounded a little hollow for my liking. Cute liberties, soft volumes, very good acting, but the vocals could have been a little bit stronger in a lot of parts. Let's see. I especially really liked how you changed up the I Put a Spell on You repeats, like at 140. That's the second time I mentioned that time. But yeah, that's all I have.
Okay.
Zella's like short and sweet.
So I guess let's see. She is.
And I'm sorry for any delay going on right now because I'm uploading. I already mixed part one. I'm uploading it as we're doing this because I have to go somewhere. So I'm sorry for any delay that's happening right now because my computer doesn't like me.
Because, like, I start talking and then Ambi's like, oh, wait, you can go ahead. And it's, like, a couple seconds after. So, like, oh, okay.
Sorry. It's happening on my connection speed.
That's why I'm hosting the call today.
Yes.
let's see. Up next is Silver Sobered.
Yeah.